We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're bird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and hot bird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, African Telstar 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkonsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lite Mar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jodatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyongan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Sudan joins the International Telecommunication Union. In Eco News, the Dominican Republic demonstrates outstanding success in organic farming. In animal welfare news, an Australian non-profit advocates for the closing down of puppy farms. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 9th, is Cambodia's Independence Day, commemorating its sovereignty attained in 1953. Part of Cambodia's magnificent heritage is reflected at Angkor and the Temple of Pra Vihar, both of which are United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Angkor is among the most important archaeological locales in Southeast Asia, containing remnants of the Khmer Empire. It is home to the Temple of Angkor Wat, a symbol of the country, and the Bayan Temple, known for its many immense stone faces and the numerous towers encircling it. The Temple of Pra Vihar is an extraordinary masterpiece of Khmer architecture. May the creative people of Cambodia have a splendid Independence Day.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News from Cambodia. Throughout August and September, as heavy rains caused severe flooding through 12 provinces of Cambodia, at least 58 people, over half of whom were children, succumbed to the waters. With over 5,600 families who were forced to evacuate to higher grounds, crop fields were also inundated.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please go to assist and comfort the most desperate, as she offered $10,000 in emergency aid. This amount could purchase $237,000 in urgent materials if obtained in the United States, based on Cambodia's cost of living, with travel expenses of $800, also reimbursed by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Our association members from All Lak or Vietnam went to three of the worst hit provinces of Kampong Thom, Siem Reap, and Prey Veng in early October. With the helpful cooperation of local officials, the Red Cross and a guide, the relief team purchased food supplies, including rice and pickled radish, blankets and other materials.
Ching Hai. Bà đại cột bàn này đào chia nói rằng có mông cò má sarong sầm rập mà chạm đôi cò má cầm plei này tin đi.
In addition, cash gifts were distributed among 300 families with urgent needs.
ខ្ញុំ សូម ត្រៃ អរ ច្រើន សម្រាប់ ខ្ញុំ ដែល ខ្ញុំ អត់ ហើយ ខ្ញុំ សូម អរគុណ
ហើយ យើង ខ្ញុំ សូម ថ្លែង អំណរ គុណ យ៉ាង ជ្រាល ជ្រៅ ចំពោះ សមាគម ព្រះ គុំ វិញ ហើយ ដែល យក ចិត្ត ដាក់ ចូល រួម ចំណែក នេះ ហើយ ជូន ពរ ឲ្យ សមាគម មាន ការ រីក ចម្រើន ហើយ សូម អស់ លោក អស់ ជា ចំណាង បាន ជួប ផ្ទះ នៃ សុខ ពេល ចម្រើន បាទ សូម អរគុណ
With thanks to the Cambodian officials and Red Cross, we join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving assistance and for the caring efforts of our association's relief team. May such upsetting weather conditions subside as our more eco-conscious actions help renew our shared earthly abode.
Thousands flee Olac or Vietnam floods. As of Tuesday, November 8th, days of continual rain has raised the death toll from flooding in central Olac to at least 10 people, with several others missing and over 10,000 evacuated from low-lying areas. According to state-run newspaper Vietnam News, landslides that followed had also blocked all roads in the southern part of Quang Nam province. Meanwhile, heavy rains continue to fall in the central provinces of Thừa Thiên Huế, Quảng Bình, Quảng Trị, Quảng Ngãi, and Phú Yên, while further south in the Mekong Delta region, which has been severely affected by rains and flooding already, impacts spread to downstream areas of the Mekong River. Vietnam News reported that floods and high tides during the first week of November had affected parts of Tra Vinh and Cao Mau provinces, submerging close to 16,000 homes and 91 schools in Mekong's largest city, Cần Thơ. The breaching of some 60 levees in Tra Vinh province also inundated thousands of hectares of fruits and other crops. In response to the overall disaster that has thus far affected more than 500,000 people, with 140,000 homes entirely flooded and 66 of the 88 who have lost their lives being children, the United Nations has said it is increasing its relief efforts across the region.
Upon hearing of the devastations in the Mekong Delta area in October, Supreme Master Ching Hai had offered $15,000 in urgent aid, an amount that could acquire $229,000 in emergency items purchased in the United States, based on the cost of living in Orlac. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, she asked that our association members please go, if possible, to render assistance to the vulnerable. Upon hearing of the central region's flooding on November 8th, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please consult with local officials and to also go there, if possible, to offer help as needed. Our gratefulness, Orlacese or Vietnamese officials, United Nations and other personnel, for your efforts to ease the situation, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted care. With heaven's blessings, may such devastations quickly be averted as we join in kinder stewardship of the planet and all her inhabitants.
Floods sweep West Sumatra, Indonesia. As of Sunday, November 6th, the West Sumatra Disaster Mitigation Agency reported that nearly 1,000 houses across six sub-districts had been submerged in water, which in some places was 2 meters deep, with more than 52,000 people evacuated to temporary shelters on higher grounds. As some bridges and roads were destroyed, the West Sumatran capital of Padang was temporarily cut off from neighboring provinces, Bengkulu and Jambi, and thousands of vehicles were stranded. At least one village was isolated, with residents in need of food and tent assistance as rains continued. On Wednesday last week, flash floods in South Pesisir Regency had also claimed 6 lives and destroyed 51 homes.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. She added that funds for emergency aid are available.
Our thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's deep concern, as we pray that such weather extremities are minimized through our concerted efforts to foster a more harmonious ecosphere.
Volcano erupts in Congo as earthquakes hit Olac or Vietnam, Philippines, Peru, Hindu Kush Range, Spain, and Nicaragua.
On Sunday evening, November 6th, the Nyamuragira volcano in Congo began erupting, reddening the sky as it sent smoke, ash and lava flows towards Virunga National Park. According to volcanologists, the activity did not threaten residents in the city of Goma, 22 kilometers away, although people were advised to protect from volcanic ash.
Early on Monday, in north-central Olac or Vietnam, the Yên Định and Vĩnh Long districts in Thanh Hóa province were rattled by a 3.5 magnitude quake that caused residents to flee in fear from buildings.
Also that day, an earthquake measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale on the Philippine island of Mindanao triggered panic as it shook houses in Valencia City and other parts of Bukidnon province. At least one person suffered minor injury due to falling objects, and cracks in the walls of a hospital prompted the temporary evacuation of some 40 patients until officials confirmed the building safety.
In Latin America, a 4.7 magnitude tremor hit near the coast of central Peru, 129 kilometers west of previously quake-shaken Ica, which could be felt by residents in Chincha Alta and Tambo de Mora. Also on Monday, a magnitude 5.5 quake in the Hindu Kush region jolted parts of India, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Tajikistan, centered 75 kilometers southeast of Faizabad, Afghanistan. Also on Monday in Spain, the National Geographic Institute, or IGN, recorded 15 quakes measuring up to magnitude 3.8 at El Hierro. Monday also brought a 5.9 magnitude quake in Nicaragua, 22 kilometers north of Rivas. We are thankful for the work of all officials to ensure the security of those in the volcano and quake-affected regions. Let us strive toward kinder ways to ease such disturbances and protect all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring.
Worse is yet to come.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We're going to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Buddha's sadness. I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in the Creator and implore Him this planet to restore.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 441. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega wins renewed term on Monday, November 7th. Thousands of people celebrated in the streets of the capital city, Managua, as they heard the news of President Ortega's re-election, having earned support since his 2006 election from both the wealthy and the less fortunate. He secured more than 60% of Sunday's vote, making this the incumbent president's second consecutive term in office and his third presidency. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency. May your leadership continue to benefit the lives of all fellow citizens across the beautiful Nicaraguan lands.
Guatemala elects new president, with results showing his win of the Sunday, November 6 elections. Otto Perez Molina has been announced as the nation's next head of state. President-elect Perez Molina conveyed his gratitude to supporters as he called for unity among all fellow citizens and pledging his own commitment, as he said, "I'll do everything I can to achieve the peace and security that Guatemala needs so much. We'll work to create more jobs and greater development." President-elect Molina, our sincere accolades for your election, wishing you the best in serving the highest goals of the Guatemalan people.
Leaders in United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Oman pardon inmates. As of Sunday, November 6th, the governments of Ajman, Fujairah and Dubai of the United Arab Emirates, as humanitarian gestures, released over 400 detainees of different nationalities as the humanitarian gesture for their good conduct. Meanwhile, His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Zayed of Oman similarly pardoned 156 inmates, and in Bahrain over 300 were freed, among whom was 17-year-old Iraqi football player Salvika Naji, who was released on Saturday after a 7-month detainment following calls from the Iraqi government and fellow citizens both in Iraq and abroad. Our appreciation, governments of Ajman, Fujairah, Dubai, Oman and Bahrain, for your clemency. May such merciful gestures help bring fulfilling new starts in life as they are warmly reunited with loved ones.
Gibbon conservationist Alan Mutznik remembered. The self-taught primate specialist, who became one of the world's leading authorities on the rare gibbon, has passed away at age 60 in California, USA. Mr. Mutznik had founded the Gibbon Conservation Center in Santa Clarita, California, which was dedicated to saving these animals from extinction. With the center now being home to the largest and rarest group of gibbons in the Western Hemisphere, Mr. Mutznik was widely sought out for his expertise. The San Jose Mercury News reported that early Friday morning, on the day of Mr. Alan Mutznik's passing, the gibbons at the center began singing around 4 a.m., several hours earlier than usual. Anthropology professor Lauren Aronson commented on this event, stating, "It demonstrated the connection between Alan and the animals he cared for. That bond will never go away." Many biologists and anthropologists expressed also their sadness at learning of his death, remembering him for his generosity in sharing information as well as his dedication to the gibbons. "We join in sadness for the passing of Mr. Alan Mutznik, and send our sincere sympathies to his family and loved ones, including the gibbons. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's light and grace, as his legacy inspires us all toward the loving care of our animal co-inhabitants."
Save our planet. Australian scientists state on November 4th, 2011, that as the oceans warm, marine species need to travel sometimes fast distances to reach waters in which they can survive, and thus may be even more challenged by climate change than land species.
Save our planet. In preparation for the UN Conference on Sustainable Development in June 2012, UN agencies unveiled the blueprint for ocean and coastal sustainability, offering 10 proposals to protect marine ecosystems and halt further degradation.
Save our planet. US researchers report on November 5, 2011, that aerosol pollutants emitted from countries such as India are reducing vertical shear winds, which in turn have caused increasingly severe cyclone activity in regions bordering the Arabian Sea.
Hi everyone, I'm Howie. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller.
The dogs in my life. We love our earth-saving vegan diet. Today, we have a tip about your animal companions.
In the unlikely situation that your beloved friend becomes lost, you can immediately put up picture flyers with her or his pictures.
It's a good idea to post those flyers in places such as veterinarian offices, post offices, bus stops, park entrances, and along routes you may have previously frequented with your sweet pal on walks.
Please take good care of your precious angel.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
World News, South Sudan joins the International Telecommunication Union, or ITU. A specialized agency of the United Nations, ITU allocates global radio spectrum and satellite orbits and develops standards to make certain networks and technologies interconnect well. Furthermore, it works to enhance the ability to connect to information and communication technologies around the world. South Sudan will now have access rights to the spectrum of frequencies and satellite orbit resources managed by ITU. Secretary General of ITU, His Excellency Dr. Amadou Touré, stated, "We will work alongside the national authorities to leverage the power of technology, to help lift the country to new levels and fulfill the national motto of justice, liberty, prosperity." Our congratulations, South Sudan, on your membership to the International Telecommunication Union. May your wonderful citizens thrive in peace and plentitude on a sustainable earth.
In Econews, the Dominican Republic demonstrates increasing success in organic farming. The nation exports $200 million per year in organic fruits and vegetables, with over 24.1 million hectares dedicated to these sustainable growing methods. Organic production in the country increases 25% to 30% annually. Bananas and cocoa, the largest crops, as well as coffee, lemons, avocado, oranges and vegetables, are harvested by more than 23 million small, medium and large certified organic producers. Our hats off to you, the Dominican Republic, for your flourishing organic markets. May heaven grace you with continued green abundance. Up next on Noteworthy News, the International Puppy Farm Awareness Day is held in Australia. We'll go for a quick bicycle ride around the park. Stay tuned for more enhancing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a knowledgeable world. In animal welfare news, an Australian charity dedicated to the rights of our co-inhabitants calls attention to the well-being of young canines. Animal Liberation planned the International Puppy Farm Awareness Day at Belmore Park in Sydney, Australia. Approximately 100 to 150 individuals, including numerous dog friends, attended this caring event. Miss Jacqueline Dalziel is a project coordinator for Animal Liberation and its Puppy Farm campaign manager.
Animal Liberation organised this rally to raise public awareness about the issue of puppy farms. Puppy farms are places where people factory farm dogs. They don't receive love or care or socialisation. And unfortunately, a lot of Australians are actually buying puppy farm dogs, but they're doing it unknowingly.
To avoid unintentionally getting a dog friend from a puppy farm, Miss Dalziel offered some guidelines.
Do not buy an animal from a pet shop, don't buy an animal from the internet, and don't buy an animal from anyone who wants to meet you by the side of a road or in a car park.
Among those speaking at the gathering was the Right Honourable Clover Moore, Member of Parliament and Lord Mayor of Sydney, who has worked to stop the selling of cats and dogs in pet shops.
I commit to working with you till we get the reform we need that will stop senseless suffering of animals. Thank you.
Many were wearing T-shirts and carrying posters promoting Oscar's Law in Australia. Named after a dog saved from a puppy farm, this law would abolish factory farming of companion animals and the selling of them in pet shops or online trading sites. In addition, it encourages adoption through rescue groups, pounds and shelters.
I've come out today because we don't need puppy farms. We need to end the cruelty.
I don't like puppy farms at all. I don't like what it stands for. So I'm here to voice my concerns about that.
Our gratitude, Animal Liberation, Miss Jacqueline Dalziel, the Right Honourable Clover Moore, Member of Parliament and Lord Mayor of Sydney, and all thoughtful participants for your devotion to protecting our precious dog friends. May all animal companions have cosy homes filled with much joy and laughter. Also, please remember, if you want to adopt, your local shelter has many eager canines waiting to share unconditional love with a treasured family.
Time to share some laughter with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai and titled Big Spender.
You divorced Steve?
Yeah.
But I thought you liked big spenders and said Steve is one.
Yeah, he spends big for himself only and from my bank account.
Now for our viewers' heartline on auspicious locations for leaders' new headquarters, a boon for world peace. This important announcement by Supreme Master Ching Hai can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thanks to graceful Supreme Master Ching Hai so much from the bottom of my heart, I am forever grateful for this precious information from you, the great eternal love of the Providence. All my love to you, Angel from the United States.
Spiritual Angel, it is wonderful to hear from you. The unprecedented information that Supreme Master Qinghai has compassionately shared with the world as to the best locations of Lido's headquarters is indeed a most precious gift to humanity. We pray that at this vital time of the world, her profound advice is deeply heeded. May God's eternal blessings be with you and the kind-hearted people of the United States.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be evermore graced with divine love and benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As Kenya's Jeffrey Mutai wins the men's race for the November 6 New York City Marathon, setting a new world record for the 26.2-mile or 42.2-kilometer race, Fahiwot Dado of Ethiopia earns top honors for women as she sprints across the finish line for her first ever major marathon title.
Departing from the largest base to be transferred back to Afghan control, U.S. soldiers leave Wasar Kwar as part of the planned U.S. military withdrawal from the country that will be complete in 2014.
Japan's ambassador to Pakistan, Hiroshi Oe, presents a donation of $2.6 million for children's polio vaccinations and educational activities as he expresses his country's wish for a polio-free Pakistan.
Held this year in London, UK, the Miss World pageant bestows its crown upon Miss Venezuela, Ifien Lunaso Sarcos Colmenares, who accepts with gratitude as she conveys her plans to expand the work she has been doing with children's charities, both in her country and around the world.
3 tons of medical supplies to aid the Libyan people is sent by the Jordan Hashemite Charity Organization and flown into Libya via a Royal Jordanian plane.
To help pay a tax bill assessed to the Chinese artist and activist Ai Weiwei, more than 20,000 people from within China and abroad have thus far contributed, amongst totaling over $900,000 in a show of support that is hoped to also allow him to remain free.
The governments of the Iranian province of Isfahan and the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province in Pakistan agreed to enhance cooperation in hydroelectric energy generation and thermal power, with work together in other areas also planned.
Danish ambassador to Afghanistan, René Dinesen, announces a donation of $3.7 million in emergency food assistance to alleviate drought-related shortages for the people of northern Afghanistan.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.